Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And on tonight, we're going to have Praying with Love and Power. Did you hear what I said? Praying with Love and Power. And what I want you to understand is, first of all, I thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to have an exciting time. As I was preparing and meditating for this particular ministry, for this particular praying with power and get into the presence of God and experiencing God's power, I want to remind you to text somebody, call somebody, tell somebody to call 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981. Also, you can listen to the ministry by going to AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com. Also, StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And when you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, you will see two icons on your left. One will be StellarGospelMusic.com. You can click on that and you'll be right in the studio. And it'll say live if you go on now. Or you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on number one, Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. But if you're listening like a day later or a week later or a month later or a year later, obviously it will not say live. It will just allow you to be able to hear the ministries. So please enjoy. Let your friends know. Everything's archived from show number one all the way up until now. We've had over 500 particular shows, and God has blessed us in a mighty, mighty way. And so we're going to begin, of course, by reading some 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want you to know today that we're going to have Praying with Love and Power. The way this show is going to work, this ministry is going to work on today, is that we're going to listen to an instrumental entitled Praise Is What I Do by Mr. William Murphy. And when we listen to this particular instrumental, I just want you to think about the goodness of God, and nothing's going to be said. Then we're going to listen to Sin of My Joy, and we're going to begin to pray unto God and thank God in advance. And then after which, I'm going to ask you some questions concerning our spiritual time sheets, concerning giving 100 to 150 per day, concerning are we being a fountain or a drain, and also concerning the fact of on the days of the week, what are we doing on the days of the week? And the final check is our hearts, you know, were our thoughts right today? And let's be honest, because part of tapping into the mind and attracting the mind to great things is that we must come to the 10 truths of who we really are. And once you understand who you are, one of the main philosophies or theories is to know thyself. Once you know your truths and once you're honest with yourself, then you will become a better person and your mind will be attracted to good things because you already know where you're trying to go and what you're trying to do, in the name of Jesus, of course. But I'm going to dim the lights here at the house here, and at this point, this is what I want you to do. And this is a private prayer between you and God. God showed me this. It's a private prayer. I want you to ask God to take away anything out of your head, which is your mind, out of your heart, anything that's distracting you right now from being into the presence of God. Ask God to take it out. Okay. Once we meditate in this song, I believe it's 7 minutes perhaps, then we're going to listen to Center of My Joy, and we're going to pray unto God. There are a lot of things happening. I was reading some things that's just happening around the world. We need to pray one for another. When we pray one for another, the prayer of the righteous avails much. And so when you learn to pray for other people besides yourself, then God gives you the increase. And we're not only doing it because God's going to give us the increase, we're doing it because it's right. And God says we should bear ye one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. And one of the things that I always remember, right, is God says you treat people like you want to be treated. And that's just one of the commandments. And so every day, every person that you encounter, you always want to be a fountain. You don't want to drain every person that you meet. You want to be able to give you 150% plus, okay? Then you want to be able to give someone else a part of that 150%. That's why we say I want to give 150% every day to have some wiggle room, because I may need to give someone else my energy, right? And so you always want to make sure that you're stacked with energy, and that's the power of God. And so we're going to work towards that, because I know it's hard. It's very easy to complain. It's very easy to drain individuals. It's very easy. But God always keeps us uplifted. He says, think about the good things. And so I was speaking to a couple of friends, and we were on the blog, and we were talking about, I said, one of the main focal points that we're going to talk about in the conference is being a fountain rather than a drain. When we show up, whether it's to conferences, whether it's to jobs, work, whether it's to passions, wherever it is, when we show up, we want to be fountains. We don't want to drain people. We want to be able to bring energy to people. We want to be able to bring resources and knowledge to people and empower people and uplift people. And that's the thing on a daily basis. And so I was thinking today, I said, you know, we have to begin to condition our minds first before we even go out. And so we're conditioning our minds, right? And so all of my crew members, I'm preparing everybody when we go out, you know, when we have these seminars. We are not to drain individuals. We are to uplift and empower and continue to energize, right? Down an organization, what brings down a church, what brings down a ministry, what brings down any type of a speech or what have you, is someone who brings a drain. Right. And so you want to create in them a fountain. And God is showing me the woman at the well. But we're not going to get into that. Praise the Lord. The revelation of God is coming. I will think about that as the song is coming. God is giving me a revelation. But let's, today is praying with power and love. And so we're going to make sure that we listen to this. Praise Is What I Do by Mr. William Murphy. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I'm going to give you time to get set in your positions. And we're going to listen to the voice of God. And we're just going to pray and we're going to thank God. We're going to lift up our hands. It doesn't matter who you serve. It really doesn't, because you know what? In heaven, everybody's going to come together. We're not going to have any religion, so we might as well get used to it down here. I have all types of people listening, people who are atheists who are listening, you know, and they're thinking about converting over. They still have many different questions. So it really doesn't matter. We accept everyone in the body of Christ, and so we're just going to praise God and uplift, and we're going to, starting tomorrow, we're on a plight, y'all. We're on the mission of God. We're going to be fountains, all right? You know, we're going to talk about that later, but let's get into the mist, into the presence of God. The lights are out. Get into your position. Make sure. I know there are games going on, but we're going to have to give God some time, okay? And I just want you to meditate. I'm not going to say anything, because when I talk about God, I'm not going to say anything. But on this song, but the next song, we're going to be praying to God and thanking God for what he's doing. All right, this is Praise Is What I Do with background vocals, and this is by Pastor William Murphy. So look him up, support his work. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. All right, I'm going to play with the words. As we were praying the revelation of God, you have to hear the words. God wants us to hear the words. We heard the vocal part, but we have some individuals who don't know the song, and I want you to listen to the words, and I want you to begin to meditate on God. It's called Praise Is What I Do. Give me just a second. Okay. So that was Praise Is What I Do. Amen. By Mr. William Murphy. Praise Is What I Do. What does that song simply say? Basically, the song says that when we praise, when we send up praises, God hears those praises. And the prayers of the righteous avail much. And the more we praise God, that's communication to God and through God. Now, this next portion of the ministry is a portion in which we're going to pray. And we're going to have a corporate prayer. I don't know what God is going to have me to say for this prayer, because when I'm on the ministry for God, it's hard to script the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to let God have his way. We're going to have to just let God have his way. And so we're praying. There are many things that's happening all over this land and country. There are things that's happening. We're praying for people who have illnesses. We're praying for people who are going through situations. We're praying for people who are going into the hospitals, out of the hospitals, thinking about going into the hospital. We're praying for neck pains. We're praying for just our youth, and we're praying for everybody, okay? So we're going to not only listen, but we're going to pray, and we're going to allow the Lord to have his way. We're going to allow the Lord. That means that we open up our hearts to God. We're going to allow the Lord to have his way. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, with a bowed head and a very humble heart. We thank you for last night's lying down, and we thank you for this morning's arising, and we thank you for blessing us as we were able to sustain ourselves because of your power and make it to this very moment, because we take nothing for granted. Somebody woke up and didn't get to make it through the day, but they was able to lay down last night with expectancies of waking up and being able to carry on through the day, Lord. And Lord, we pray for every person all over this land and country who went to sleep last night, but for some reason, either they didn't wake up or they didn't make it to this day. And we pray for their families. We pray for their children. We pray for each and every person who's going through. And Lord, we say thank you for preserving us, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are going into the hospitals, Lord, for whatever reason, whether it's an illness, whether it's surgeries, whatever it is, we ask, would you bless them from the top of their extremities to the bottom? And would you allow those who know and those who are able to bring those patients through, would you bless them to work on them, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we thank you for those who are coming out with good reports. We ask, would you continue to bless them to heal, and would you bless them to continue to go through therapy or whatever type treatments, procedures that they have to go through. Give them strength and power to stay in power, to keep the keeping power, because it gets hard sometimes. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are thinking about going in, Lord. Give them that courage and give them that assurance that you want to be with them from start to finish. Then, Lord, we look over and we ask that you bless each youth all over this land and country, Lord. We read about things happening within families with youth, and we hear about youth, and we see what's going on, and we ask that you continue to help us to be sounding brass and twinkling cymbals, continue to be models. Continue to bless us to have the patience, the gift of patience, and we thank you for that. Continue to help us to be able to do what is pleasing and great in your sight. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who say, pray for me, for whatever reason it is. Those who say, pray for my family, those who say, pray for my children, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you touch each and every person right now, no matter where they are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the open doors. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the disposition, and we thank you for the knowledge and power and wisdom that comes from you. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for the other platforms we stepped on. We thank you for the ones we're going to be on. And we ask, will we continue to be that light, continue to be that magnet that everybody sees that will edify who you are. Then, Lord, we just ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who have suffered a loss of something or someone, to continue to give them strength and power and courage and understanding and knowledge. And, Lord, we thank you. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us to continue to keep our eyes focused unto you, from which cometh all of our help, our ears open to the revelation, and help us to continue to speak the word of God. And bless us, Lord, to continue to walk in the path that you would have us to go. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we begin to go out and work with people of various ages, people of various backgrounds, we ask that we continue to adopt and continue to carry the parable that you gave us of the fishermen and fisherwomen. And we ask that you give us that knowledge and power to be able to disseminate information in the long-term memory, the short-term memory, and the right-now moments. And, Lord, we relinquish everything that we have unto you. We relinquish our minds, and we ask that you empower our minds to empower the people. We relinquish our hands. We ask that you bless us to be of service. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to lead us in the path that you would have us to go, in the path of righteousness. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to restore our souls, those who are broken. Would you put their broken pieces back together again? Would you bless those who are overcomers? Would you bless them to make it over? Would you continue to bless us to be the individuals that you would have us to be? And we ask, would you continue to help us to be available unto you and continue to do for the kingdom of God. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the privilege. And we ask, would you continue to bless, continue to keep, Lord, and continue to help us to be fountains, Lord. We don't want to be drains. Continue to be individuals who empower. We don't want to disenfranchise. Continue to help us to uplift. We don't want to damper. Continue to help us to be like the sunshine, and let our light shine all throughout the day. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the stamina of happiness, the stamina of joy, the stamina of peace that surpasses all understanding. And we ask, Lord, as we wrap this prayer up, would you bless each person who's on the line, bless those who are going to listen within about 30 minutes to an hour to next week or a month from now. We ask, would you bless their families, bless everything that they put their minds to. And, Lord, we ask that we continue to do your will. We say thank you in advance, and we continue to say thank you because we can't thank you enough. Now, Lord, as we wrap this prayer up, we ask that we continue to be wrapped up in your loving arms. And now, Lord, we ask, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that was part of Mr. Marvin Sapp's song, Hallelujah. And you know, hallelujah is the highest praise. But I want to play one more song that God has placed on my heart. And it's by Miss Melinda Watts featuring Jay Moss. And you've heard of it before, but it's Lord, I'm Available to You. And one of the things when we're conditioning minds is that we want the Lord to know that we're available unto him. That's what we want to know. And part of having a healthy mind and part of having a strong mind is being available to God where God can use us. And God says, you know, we go through storms sometimes. He says, and it's not about the storm. It's about making us stronger for him. He says, because when he sends us out into the world, he says, everybody's not going to be in love with him. He says, are you going to stop ministering? Are you going to drop your mantle? No, you keep moving. You keep going. And so I'm going to play Melinda Watts featuring J Moss, Available to You. And at this particular time, this is a time in which you can just invite God into your life and just tell God, Lord, I surrender unto you. I'm available to you. All right? And then after which, I'm going to engage in a conversation with you. And I know that many of you said, I just want to listen, and I'll inbox you. That's fine. Okay? But anytime you want to chime in, anytime you want to say something, totally fine with me. So we're going to have one more song, and then I'm going to speak to you a little bit, talk to you a little bit. Then afterwards, we're going to have our announcements, and I'm going to bid you good night. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, SailorGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to have a commercial in just a second. I turned it down. Just a second.
Giving back to you all the clues you gave to me. My hands, my ears, my voice, my life, so you can use them as you please. I've emptied out my cup so that you can fill me up. And now
that was good. Melinda Watts, Available to You, featuring Mr. J. Moss. All right, so that sums up the ministry of God. I want you to continue to pray. Don't stop praying. Now, let's talk a little bit here. Okay, so I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, and I want you to think about this, and I want you to be very, because I told you I love the mind. Okay, so that is, I'm going to be up front. That is what we go for, is the mind, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. You have a $1 million mind. We're just not using it, you know. You can be successful at anything you put your mind to. Yeah, you got it. Okay, we in the house. Here we go. So my first question, all right, and, you know, if you want to inbox, that's fine. If you want to text, that's fine. But we're going to get to the point pretty soon where you guys start talking to me, because I have some interesting people. It's over 400 individuals on this line. And all of y'all are listening. Nobody's saying anything. I know you're here because I see the little points here. But it's okay to talk, okay? And I know that some of y'all are not shy at all. I know that. Okay. So here we go. So my first question that I always like to ask is, did you give 100 to 150% today? And be honest with yourself. Did you put your all on the altar? That's the spiritual term. Did you put your all on the altar? Did you give 100 to 150% today? Now, let me explain the 100 and 150% because I have a lot of new individuals. The 100% is you on your A game, right? That means you in the house. 150 means you're going to go above and beyond, right? Because you may have to give some of your energy to somebody else, right? And so you don't want to give all your energy to somebody else. We're going to talk about fountains and drains. All your energy to somebody else, and then you're not on your A game anymore. So you have to have some wiggle room. It's a 10-point difference, right? So you don't want to be limiting yourself, right, to helping someone and being the energy needed for a corporation, the energy needed for a church, the energy needed for an organization. So that's where the 50-point mark comes in, because all the time, wherever you go, whether you own your business, whether you're in radio, I'm in radio, whether I go out for media, wherever I'm at, I want to give 150 because someone may need to borrow my energy, and I'm open for that, and that's part of my calling, right, because I love dealing with people. It's just simple. All age groups, it doesn't matter, okay? So I always reserve energy for others. But if you say, no, I'm just going to be on my A game, I'm giving 100%, uh-uh. Now you got to bring 150, 175, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to need some energy for somebody else. And that's why we're trying to build a kingdom where people have energy. That's why I said it doesn't matter who you call God. I don't care. I mean, as long as you call God a good name, right? I mean, we have different denominations. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, but at the end of the day, the question is, are you giving your all, 100 to 150%? That's why I've said the 150% deviation or 150% difference, because every great leader, every great teacher, every great person, right, is able to give. It's better to give than to receive. You have to give some of your energy, and you don't want to be just tired. So that's why you have to bring 150 plus. Cool. All right. So that's the first question. If you said no, let me tell you, if you said no, right, if you said no, then my question to you is, are you really functioning in your passion? Are you really functioning in something that you want to function in and that you know you'll be successful? Okay? That's the point you need to think about if you're unable to up it and bring 150, 175, right? Number two, we talked about 3 o'clock, 3 p.m., where was your mind? Was you gossiping with somebody? At 3 o'clock, did you say, thank you, Jesus? Did you even remember God? Did you even remember Jesus? What was you doing at 3 o'clock? I'm going to be honest with you. I looked at the clock when I went back, and it was 3:33. I said, oh, Lord. Right? But I had already thanked God. I was thanking God. I mean, every time I think about it, I thank God. Every time I think about it. Right? But at 3 o'clock, our minds are going to meet. All right? Imaginary. 3 o'clock. Right, so we had a little. That's why we had to give 150 for things like this. Cause I looked at the, I was going. So at 3:33, I looked. I said, "Oh Lord!" But then God reminded me. So, you know, you was thanking God all throughout the day, you know. But here it is, and I will put it in my phone for it to go off. 3 o'clock, y'all. Seriously, 3 o'clock is our meeting, imaginary meeting where we meet to together in our bonds, and we're all in one accord. We're all in sync, and we say, thank you, Lord. We're all in sync. Everybody on here, tell your family, tell your friends. But the thing is, once again, your heart has to be right. Don't just invite people, say thank you, Lord. God says, God is not going to bless anything that's dirt. He can't put clean things on dirty things, right? You have to be, your heart has to be right. 3 o'clock, y'all, we meet, all right? It's an intimate mom moment where everybody, 3 o'clock, and I'm gonna set my stopper here because we all have to meet at 3, all right? We have to meet at 3 and say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, all right? 3 o'clock, all right? So if you didn't make it today, don't feel bad. But every chance you get, when you think about this ministry and you think about God and you think about the goodness of God, just say, thank you, Lord. But we're gonna meet at 3 o'clock tomorrow. It's gonna happen, all right? In our minds, I don't care where you are. You could be in the middle of a conversation. You can still talk to people and say, thank you, Lord. And then come back, because it takes just a split second. Boom. Just like that. Okay? All right. Number 3. We talked about this. Are you a fountain or a drain? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody on that freedomloveshow.com, we're all moving towards being a fountain. What does a fountain do? A fountain keeps flowing. That means we keep bringing things. That means we keep the flow going. Right? Now, the goal for everybody on here, and I'm going to be honest with you, is we're trying to move forward. We're trying to be the fountain. We're trying to be that flowing water that Jesus is talking about. You remember the woman who went to the well, and that woman, she was able to drink from the well, right? We want to be that living water. You don't want to be a drain. When people bring things to you, you just drain them. You just tire them out because you're not bringing your 150% or you're not bringing your 100%. And so when we talk about that, we talk about the functioning of doing what God has called you to do, the functioning of being in your passion. And that's how you get past the 100%, which is mediocre, okay? You got to go beyond and get 150 because you're always going to have to be the energy for somebody else. Even in the military, that was our philosophy. We always had a battle buddy. And this battle buddy, when our battle buddy was struggling, we had to bring our battle buddy up. We had to bring each other up. And so when you're in an organization with people, it doesn't matter how old they are, how young they are, you're going to have to bring some energy. And so you're going to have some energy on reserve because you're going to have to give some of your energy in order to make it work. But we don't want to be a drain and take from people, right? When we drain people, it's basically what it is, it's taking everything away that somebody's trying to give to you. It's basically just taking everything away, right? We don't want to be a drain, and we're not going to focus on being a drain because that's not what we're trying to be. We're conditioning our mind to be a fountain. I just wanted to introduce the drain a little bit, but we don't really need to know what a drain is or go into details what a drain is. You know if you're being a fountain or a drain. You know if you're bringing your 150% game or you're just bringing problems. You know that, okay? So when we talk about the fountain, I just thought about the fountain of youth. See, my mind's already, I'm telling you, y'all look up fountain of youth. I'm telling you, my mind is already ready. I'm conditioned, man. I'm telling you, okay? My mind is ready. My mind's like, let's go, the fountain of youth, let's go. All right, hold on. I'm telling my mind, hold on. Okay, fountain of youth, praise the Lord. But we want to be a fountain. And you know there's a water fountain. You can continuously drink out the water fountain. We want to be that person that continuously, we want to be consistent in our happiness, consistent in our energy, consistent in our knowledge, consistent in our wisdom, consistent in our helping, consistent in our bringing energy, giving. You know, we want to be consistent in that, just like a fountain, right? And so that's what we're working towards. I don't want to dwell on drains because we're not a drain organization. We are a fountain. As my mind is saying right now, fountain. My mind is saying, I am a fountain of youth. See what I mean? When you condition your mind, and then your mind just come up and attract all these good things. Oh, I love it. All right. Okay. So that's that. All right. So let me go on down. My next question is, okay, so we talked about 150. We talked about the energy and the fountain. So my last question would be, what is it, what gift has God given you to become a better person and to become that fountain? You know what the gift is. I have no idea what the gift is unless I speak to you. You know what the gift is, okay? Everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, has a gift. Every single person, okay? If you answered no to one or more of those questions, you're not functioning in your passion. And 9 times out of 10, you are draining other people. And I'm just being honest. We're on the ministry, so we can talk like this, okay? Because when we go out, we're going to be fountains. But privately, if you answer no to 2 of those questions, you are a drain. And that's not what we want to be. We want to be fountains, right? Now, fountains requires collaboration. It requires efforts. It requires trying new things, being able to step out. It requires being able to know boundaries, right? But the mission is not to be a drain. When we wake up in the morning, God's with everybody on there, freedomloveshow.com, when our feet hit the ground, we're thanking God first, and we're claiming 150%. My mind's going to 200. Wait, hold on. I told you, my mind is getting conditioned because every day I'm telling, you know, it's positive stuff. I'm filtering out anything negative. Everything's positive. I'm for real. And it's not that everything, you know, somebody say, oh, you know, this happened, that happened. I'm saying, nope, it's positive. Mm-mm. But I'm thinking positive things about 98% of the time. Positive things. And so this is our plight starting tomorrow. And it's all over the world. Y'all tell the Brazilians and all these people, all right, we're going to sleep in victory. When we go to sleep, it's victory. You know what I'm saying? We're not just going to sleep. We're going to sleep in victory. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, my mind's already thinking, right? I'm already attracting things. When we go, when we wake up, first of all, we're going to thank God because he didn't have to bless us to wake up. When our feet hit the ground, we're going for 100 to 150%. You know, I'm telling my mind right now, let's get to 150%. You know, and then we'll move on to 200, and, you know, we'll do all that. But right now, it's 150. Cool. All right. Lucky number. Okay. Blessed number. Praise the Lord. Okay. So once we hit the ground, the Lord bless our feet to touch the ground, we're going for excellence, period. Right? And my last question is, look at your time. You look at your spiritual time sheet. What are you spending your time on? How long are you engaging the devil? The devil is any person that acts out of the character of God. We talk about obedience. I'm gonna give you the scripture that God revealed to me. But how long do you? How much time do you spend engaging with foolishness? You know, if it's more than 5 minutes, then that's a problem. That's too much on your spiritual time card. Okay? You know, that's too long. Okay? So look at your spiritual time card. And you know what you did today. And I want you to analyze it. Put it in 3 different categories. You know? And when you put it in 3 different categories, I want you to be honest with yourself. What are you thanking God? You know, were you being a fountain or a drain at those times? You know, and you have to really look at those particular areas. Okay? Look at your time card. Look at your time card. And see what's going on in your spiritual time card. And it shouldn't have any times on there because no man knows the day nor the hour. But we don't have time to waste. Okay? All right. Now, I was meditating to God about some things, and God gave me this because I was concerned about our youth all over this land and country, and I was asking God, you know, God has a vision that I'm not touching right now because God is still bringing the vision to pass. But God wanted me to relay this message concerning our youth, Colossians 3 and 21. Parents, don't provoke your children in a way that ends up discouraging them. One of the other Bible says, do not provoke your children to wrath. Likewise, the Bible also says, children, obey your parents, for this is right, for your days may be longer. Okay? When we talk about provoke not your children, okay, and this goes with whether you're working in an organization, whether you're working at a church, wherever you're working at, the plight and the mission, especially of the individuals on this ministry, is to become the role models and become the leaders and become the individuals who drive achievement and success and obedience into our children. We don't want to pawn off our children to anyone. If you are in the household and that is your child or your children, then the expectation, God says, is for you to guide your children along the way so that when they go out, then they may also be respectful and obedient. Speaking of driving, God says that when you drive your car and you are coherent and in your right mind, you drive in your lane. God says when your children likewise come from a home that is disciplined, when they go out, they remain in their lane, they remain children. Likewise, it says that we should not provoke them. And provoke is a very strong word, which means encourage them or make them. When we talk about angry, we don't talk about angry as in because you're telling them what's right, they become upset. Because that you're telling them what's right, that's totally different. But to continuously go on and on after you've made a point, it's either you're going to do it or you're not. Period. But at some point, you have to guide that, especially if you are in that house. You have to guide that, you know. Then, likewise, God is telling the children, you must obey your parents, for this is right, and your days may be prolonged. And I think a lot of that is not instilled within the homes, because if it was, then youth all over this land and country would be obedient if they knew that if I be disobedient and disrespectful consistently, my days will be short. They don't understand that concept because we're not teaching them. But likewise, in order for a child to remain, and children aren't perfect, and we aren't perfect either, but for the most part, they should remain in their lane. But you have to be the guy. You have to be the driver. At some point, we as individuals, whether we have children or not, have to take charge and have to let the children know the expectation. But in doing so, it's the parents' responsibility as well, the Bible is saying, to not provoke your children in a way that ends up discouraging them. You're supposed to encourage them to be successful. Encourage them to do what's right. Encourage them. Failure is an option, but you're not going to fail. See what I'm saying? We want to be real with them. We don't want to have this false hope. Failure is an option, but you're not going to fail. So get right. So in doing so, we're building up that 150% because we can't afford to spend our time on foolishness because we have so much to give to others to uplift and empower, especially our children, and uplift and empower other people better and successful. So that's why this Bible verse came in, right? That's why. So all of this intertwines together if you look at it. If we begin to spend our time on positive things, and if our time card looks more positive, then we're able to spend that energy and time needed for our children in order to raise them up in the structure and admonition of the Lord or Jehovah, whoever you believe in. Same person. Same omnipotent God. Okay? So, think about that. Okay? So, tomorrow, God's will. Right? Which is Thursday. Okay? Thursday is thoughtful Thursday. I want you to really think about what we talked about today with the giving 150, not spending your time on foolishness. It doesn't mean pawning off somebody to somebody else. No, if you are the person that's guiding, then we need to problem solve. Okay? You know, thinking on the good things, 3 o'clock, we all meeting. Imagination, you know. We're meeting at 3 o'clock. In our minds, okay, whatever you're doing. It's kind of, because the earth, you just feel a shifting, okay? All right. And just praying. You know, we talked about we're going to have a prayer session in which we think of a particular place that we want to pray for, okay? It could be a home, it could be a church, it could be a business, it could be a school, it could be wherever. And we're going to pray. We're going to not only meet at 3 in our minds, but we're going to twine that particular meditation within our biblical radio station. Okay? Okay. So this is a lot, y'all. We have to, I'm serious. Okay? We have to be fountains. And because God says, because we're the fountains, he says people and children are able to soak up more knowledge. But if we're so drained and we're draining other people, right? Nobody's able to soak up anything. We're all trying to get to the fountain. Right? It's funny, but it's not, you know. So be a fountain tomorrow, especially if you're on that freedomloveshow.com. And spread the word to your friends. Tell about 5 or 6 friends. Be a fountain. And tell them what a fountain is. Tell them to think about a water fountain. Have you ever known somebody to have to come and fill a water fountain up? No. Nobody has had to do that. All you have to do is press a button, and there is the water. We want to be that accessible, and we want to be able to give that much energy. When someone finishes working out, they drink water to replenish their bodies. Our body is made up of a lot of water. We want to instill in a lot of people a lot of encouragement, and a lot of push, and a lot of drive, and a lot of motivation. And part of it, most of it, 88% of it, is dealing with the mind. Once you capture the mind, you have it. Okay? All right, so, you know, I want you guys, and seriously, now it's like 500 and something individuals online. I want you guys to start interacting, right? Y'all are texting me, and I see the text going off, inboxing me. That's fun. But I want y'all to start interacting and speaking because it's so much, it's like, it's great. It's great to have that dialogue, and it's great to have that interaction, okay? Everybody's not shy. Y'all are sending me text messages. Y'all are calling me after the show. It's okay. It's okay to speak at the show. It's okay. Okay? It's perfectly fine. I don't bite. It's perfectly fine. Okay? All right. So be sure to do that. Okay. So let's see here. I want to tell you, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, promoters, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the freetoloveshow.com, and I would love to partner with you as far as youth activities. In addition to that, make sure you pray for your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be specific when you pray for them. Then pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous, yeah, available much. Good. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to understand that God is the joy and the strength of our lives. Be sure that you also go to AfritaLoveShow.com, StelloGospelMusic.com. Be sure you do that. Check out all of the lovely things on those websites. In about a week or so, I'm going to be interviewing Miss Courtney Hicks and Mr. John Brunson. Miss Courtney Hicks is a radio TV reality star, and Mr. John Brunson was able to make a debut in the NFL. And he's going to tell us how he got there and also tell us how the NFL served as a bridge towards success. So you have to come back. We're going to have different individuals who's going to come to the AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to invite individuals. There's a lot of great information that is on this particular ministry, so invite as many people as possible. Let people know that we're on. Tell people that we're on. We really appreciate that. This particular time, since we have so many people, I'm just going to open up the floor. If you want to say something, you can. If you don't, then you can sit there quietly. But I'm going to open up the floor for about 30 seconds. And see if someone wants to say anything. Does anyone want to say anything about the ministry?
Of course I do. Hello.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
My name is JB John, and I'm just calling because I really need a lot of prayer right now in my life. I've been going through this abusive relationship, And, you know, it's hard to talk to anybody because I'm gay and I'm still in the closet, but, you know, I can't tell my family about it. And I have this man who, you know, every night he comes home angry, even no matter how I make food or I do anything. And he's really abusive to me, you know, both mentally and physically. And he forces himself. Like, I love the man, but sometimes, you know, I'm tired. I make food for him. I do everything, and he still tries to force himself on me. And I just, right now, you know, I go to church every week and I pray and I hope everything goes out all right. But still, I get no answers. And, you know, the people in my community I can talk to, they tell me, you know, to leave. But love is hard, you know. And it's got me, I think he actually is waking up right now. I'm not sure. So I just need a lot of prayer.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to pray for you and, you know, continue to listen to the word.
I'm not talking to no one.
Okay, so be sure to continue to listen to the ministry, and I will be sure to continue to pray for you. Okay? All right, thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to say something or who would like to discuss anything about the different aspects that we talked about? And don't be shy. Go ahead, just like this gentleman, go ahead and say what you need to say. Now, I have a lot of texts going here, and I have a lot of inboxes. Okay, so listen. Okay, so I'm going to always open up the lines, okay? And so don't be shy. You can, I mean, it's like 400-some individuals on here, right? I have no idea who's on here. I really don't. But I know it's 400 and something individuals. So be sure to get online. You can say, I mean, you're free to comment on anything with the spirituality or anything you feel comfortable commenting on. So be sure to do that. Be sure to do that. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And as I said before, make sure that you check out the particular blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Also check out our freetoloveshow.com and sterlinggospelmusic.com. Make sure that with the LinkedIn, make sure that you also look at the various aspects of businesses, because we're going to have a lot of projects, many different projects that's going on. And also make sure that you continue to check out the website, because we're going to have a lot of the Stellar Award pictures, we're going to have a lot of the interviews, and we're going to have a lot of interviews on this particular ministry as well. So please be sure to check that out, all right? And anytime, as I said before, anytime that you would like to comment, just like the gentleman, anytime you need prayer, because I wrote that down, anytime that you need prayer, anything, just be sure to call in and let us know. And we appreciate you listening, and continue to text somebody, tell somebody that freetoloveshow.com is on, stellargospelmusic.com is on. The guest call-in number is 347-843-4981. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you and take care of you. If someone asks you what big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alvreda. Love.
Yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alvreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.